From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Russian pilots accused of violating Turkish airspace. The United States, Turkey, and NATO have denounced Russia over recent incursions of Turkish airspace by Russian warplanes during missions aimed at terrorist targets in northern Syria. A top Moscow official blamed poor weather. Turkey is a NATO member. Mark Toner, a U.S. spokesman, criticized Russia's week-old military campaign.
Frankly, what we've seen thus far is that Russia's decision to undertake military action in Syria intervene in that civil war that's taking place between Assad and the moderate Syrian opposition, frankly, we consider it a strategic mistake. If they are serious about taking the fight to ISIL, then, as I said, we can see a role for them to play constructively, certainly within the context of deconflicting any action that they may be taking against some of the targets that we're also hitting.
He went on to denounce the incursions by Russian warplanes as reckless and provocative. Moscow says its campaign is aimed at both Islamic State positions and what it calls terror groups, rebel factions opposed to the government in Damascus. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry said its forces Monday struck several IS targets in Hama, Homs, Latakia, and Idlib provinces, hitting artillery, communications, and command centers, as well as a training camp. Libya's internationally recognized parliament Monday extended its mandate past October 20, a move that may complicate UN peace efforts between the rival governments. A parliamentary spokesman called the vote a precautionary measure in case the political talks fail. In Morocco, meanwhile, the rival factions met Monday as they try to determine who will be named to a national unity government, both sides under pressure to reach a deal as Islamic State militants gain ground. This is VOA News. U.S. Army General John Campbell, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan on Monday, said the Afghan military, not U.S. Special Forces, called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients.
We have now learned that on October 3rd, Afghan forces advised that they were taking fire from enemy positions and asked for air support from U.S. forces. An airstrike was then called to eliminate the Taliban threat, and several civilians were accidentally struck. This is different from the initial reports, which indicated that U.S. forces were threatened and that the airstrike was called on their behalf.
He offered his deepest condolences to the civilians wounded and killed. The attack hit a hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders, an international charity that was treating people wounded in the past few days during the battle for Kunduz. Afghan officials say 10 to 15 fighters were hiding in the hospital and on its grounds, a claim rejected by Doctors Without Borders. The U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim nations reached a final agreement Monday on a broad free trade deal that will cut taxes and reduce trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is seen as a major foreign policy victory for President Obama. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
Included in this agreement are essentially an agreement to cut 18,000 taxes. These are essentially import taxes that are placed on American goods that are shipped to some of these fastest-growing economic markets in the world. And this enhances opportunity for American businesses and American workers.
The process has been criticized for a lack of transparency. The TPP must be ratified by several countries. At a major international conference on the world's marine ecosystem in Chile, President Obama announced the creation of two new marine sanctuaries in the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. and Cuba are cooperating on developing a protected marine sanctuary.
We are working to finalize now a new sister marine protected area arrangement with Cuba, in order to connect protected sites in our two countries so we can better collaborate on scientific research, education, and sound management.
The U.S. is also launching a plan called Sea Scout, designed to bring a halt to the world's illegal and unregulated fishing trade. The U.S. Coast Guard says it found the remains of a crew member in its search for a cargo vessel that sank off the coast of the Bahamas last week. The El Faro, bound for Puerto Rico from Florida, disappeared in the eye of Hurricane Joaquin. 28 crew members from the U.S., 5 from Poland, were on board. A former Nigerian oil minister has been arrested in London on suspicion of money laundering and bribery. Police seized $41,000 from Diazani Alison Madueke, the country's first female oil minister, who served under defeated incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan. She has been accused of widespread fraud in the management of the Nigerian oil wealth. She has denied any wrongdoing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.